This is Lua Adebanju and you are listening to UON Radio. I'm with Theo from the band King Nun. It's been around 2 years since the band exploded onto the music scene, represented by Dirty Hit label, and the band have forged a reputation through great songs that has made them the punk kids to watch on the indie genre. So you guys are currently on your first headline tour. How does that feel?
Thank you very much for saying all that. I really appreciate it. It was really nice of you. So your first headline tour, I think we're very much learning what that means for a band because we're so used to being a support band. I think the good news is I feel like we're learning quickly because we've managed to have like a lot of fun while we're doing it. And I mean, Christ, we're making music for a living. I don't think I can say anything more than that. It's been unbelievable, yeah.
Okay, that's great. So you're almost on the last leg of your tour with about 3 more locations left. Have you got any good tour stories to tell us?
I feel like I do, but I also feel like they're going to completely escape me the second I get round to phrasing it. I mean, all I can say about that is that yeah, I think you had to be there.
That's fair enough.
Christ, I tell you what, I'm going to get home, back in my bed in southwest London, I'm going to have a good old sleep, I'm going to wake up and every single one's going to come straight back to me.
Yeah.
But until then, yeah, to be there.
Fair enough. So your new EP, I Have Love, is out now. What was it like writing the new EP? What was your favourite song and why?
Thank you for that question, that's beautiful. I think what went into writing it.
Yes.
So that was like basically I had a breakup with a girl that was just the most beautiful, fantastic breakup anyone could ever ask for. It was just the most amazing way to end what we had, which was so unbelievable. But I mean, unfortunately, I ended up in a pretty dark place after that. And it was, and I think the mixture of these two things, of being so down and out, and having experienced something so beautiful, I realised, maybe there's a way us, as this, like, pretty hyper-aggressive punk band can do a bunch of love songs. And why don't we do love songs now, while they matter the most to us right now? And also because they matter so much, hope that it comes out in such a visceral way. We won't have to use any particular like rock cliches, that we can just write the songs to any particular genre. I mean, there's a folk song on there, there's a very radio-friendly pop song on there. In the hopes that what would continue through, regardless of narrative, regardless of genre, would be that it is punk. So I think that was what was going into it. I think it was just sort of us just trying to use this feeling, which was so powerful to us when we were writing it,
yeah,
that it would inform our like regular way of songwriting into something that was more unusual. And I think the song that summarizes all of that is the title track of the EP, which is called I Have Love. I don't know what went into that song. I don't really remember writing the lyrics. I remember tearing up pages that I'd written and sticking them together in different orders.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that it became so relevant, and now when I think about that time in my life, I think about that song, I think that's what I was trying to do. So I think that song in particular is where I personally feel like I succeeded in that particular song. That's about as pretentious as I can get from that.
That's lovely. Okay. So there's so many interesting and meaningful lyrics on this new EP.
Thanks.
So it's amazing. You discuss everything from religion, family, modern love, and the safety of women at your concerts. Like, that's incredible. So I would like to know, like, what's your favourite line or lines from the EP?
I don't know. I think I really have no idea. Thank you so much for that. That was so sweet. But I really think the words I Have Love, I think encapsulates that very well. And I think when those words came to us initially, I didn't fully understand it. But I think what I get from it now is, personally, I do not believe in artists telling you about an interpretation and that being correct.
Okay, that's
no
fair.
Interpretation is like solid. That's ridiculous. I mean, just like, these things are sprung from imagination. They're completely free and wild in an imagination, and why would you come and like fix them down to the ground like
yeah.
that? But I mean, but what it means to me, and knowing full well it doesn't necessarily mean this to every person that hears those words, is that I have love is having the ability to care for and look out for the world in general, as opposed to the singular, which is like very much what a relationship would be. Because that's what I came up with that relationship knowing. It was like my love for this girl was very much like a love for the world, like a love for my audience, a love for my family, and a love for the operations of the world in general. It just so happens to be that it's not that kind of love isn't informed off of relationships. It's informed of something else, and like something that's deep in a different way. So I think having love is me admitting to myself that having been through all of that shitty stuff, I have the capability to do that. So it's like I'm not in love. I have love. I have the capability to love. So I think that's what that means to me, and that's why I really like it. Yeah.
That's really beautiful. So you guys are not only known for your amazing songs and your new EP, but you also have a reputation of like an amazing stage presence and kind of a crazy atmosphere at your gigs.
Thanks.
So who's like most likely to like improv something crazy on stage?
Me probably. I think it's just the front man. It's just like, and also I have a tendency to get carried away anyway. So I think it's like, it just so happens that I've quite a banging hangover. But usually I'm an extremely hyperactive person, I promise you. So I think that translates onto stage in, man, I mean, if some unknown force is going to drag you to stand up on a speaker and jump the length of the stage, then I shouldn't be held responsible for that, is all I'm saying. And so I think, and again, we all have our moments. Like Nathan is a big fan of having to walk around in the audience, and that's something that I'm scared to do. So, I mean, just like, we have our moments, I suppose. But then again, I don't want to think about it that much, honestly. Because, I mean, like, it's embarrassing.
Okay, that's fair. Is there, like, any interesting facts that your fans would like to know that maybe they don't know?
I think it would be, like, I think everything that we have to give is like going to like come out in music. I think if there was anything more that was I felt that was important like enough, I would have tried my best to get on a TED talk. But it just so happens that these things that we need to give come out in music, and that's what we're best at. So as for trivia, I think just apart from the fact that we're people who are desperate to do this thing. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm Theo. Nathan is on bass. James is on guitar. Pius is on drums. You've heard us. Hopefully.
Yeah. Okay. That's really good. I think that's interesting as well, because I think a lot of celebrities these days kind of have a cult following, all to do with their personality. And with you guys, it's a lot more about the music.
So, celebrities are a bizarre thing in itself. But it's almost like an art form that is like just bitten by this unwarranted thing, which is like, if you become a successful celebrity, what does that mean for you as a person? It's like, is your job your person? Like what is that? Is Daniel Day-Lewis getting photographed in the street because he's an insane method actor? Or is it because he's an insane method actor who happens to be pretty good at interviews? Like, I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting dichotomy. But I don't think... We don't have it in us to be celebrities. Like, I'll get that very straight right now. I'm a fairly awkward presence. I wouldn't know how to do it.
So a lot of fans are crazy excited about the idea of a debut. I see a lot of buzz about the idea about you guys having a debut album. So is there anything the fans can expect?
Yeah, it's gonna be. We've done our love songs. We're living that at the moment. We've written the foundations. We're living it, and when we move on to the next thing, I want to make it dark, really depressing, really violent, and insane. I want to make it a journey into complete existential paranoia nightmare. I want this album to haunt everyone's dreams after they hear it. It's for some reason doing all these songs about love is I've developed a serious taste for the macabre. I want this album to like emotionally people who hear it. So it's like when we've been writing it. these songs are really, really heavy, and they're really difficult to perform. And it's like, in fact, tonight we'll be playing one of them called Personality, which is kind of like a grappling I've had in myself in just like not understanding who the f*** I am as a person. And I think that's something that's going to go across of the whole album. And my hopes is that when that finishes, it'll come about as cathartic as I Have Love Is, just in a very different way. So I think that's what you can expect. It's going to be messy.
Nice. Interesting. Okay, so yeah, if you could collaborate with any artist or band in your upcoming album, who would you collaborate with?
Michael Stipe.
Oh, that was quick. That was quick.
So Michael Stipe, singer of R.E.M., is definitively and absolutely a complete genius, and he only makes amazing stuff, and he only writes the best songs. I'm extremely jealous of him as an artist. I'm in awe of him as a human being. And I would love to see what the hell he's doing, or even just ask him how, where is it coming from? Where are you keeping all this? It's just Michael Stipe. He's a genius. I mean, if I could be allowed to define what genius is, it's Michael Stipe, man.
That's a lovely quote. And finally, King Nun is a pretty distinctive name.
Thanks.
How did you guys come up with that?
It was like we were big fans of classic rock and classic heavy metal, and those bands usually have names like Led Zeppelin is a huge name. It's like you hear it in the imagery that conjures is like huge. You hear a band called Black Sabbath, and that summons like an idea of like even cults in music, and sort of when I fall in love with a band, it's because I want to run away with them and join their cult, and like, who is this insane? Who are these people? And it's like, I think the weight of all of that, we knew we wanted. So at some point, we all started just shouting, like, words. Just like spouting them out. The words King and Nun just hit themselves together. And that was everything we wanted. It was King, it sounds big to me because of the idea of dynasty. And Nun is big in a religious way, which is kind of... The way religion works and the way that I think that being a fan of music works is really interesting, so I thought that was cool. I actually don't like that name. I still don't like the name King.
Okay.
I think it's a pretty terrible name. But that's how I justify it.
Okay, nice. Okay, so this is URN, and you've just heard Theo from King Nun talking all about his EP, his music, and his inspirations. Thank you very much.